USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm in making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
An in-flight mishap took place aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. The pilot of a F-35 jet ejected as his jet crashed onto the deck of the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier Monday. The incident injured seven on board, including the pilot. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin continues to set his agenda, including loosening of mask mandates, some Virginia school districts are playing hardball, suing Youngkin.
Seven school districts across Virginia are suing Governor Glenn Youngkin over his executive order that lifted mask mandates in schools across the state. Virginia AG Jason Myers joins Fox News and reminds everyone.
Well, listen, what the governor's executive order said is what he campaigned on, which is parents matter. And if you're a parent and you want your child to have a mask for 8 hours a day, that is absolutely your right. But the point of the executive order is recognize there are going to be other parents that come to a different conclusion.
The school districts claim that the governor's order violates the Constitution. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The James Webb Space Telescope reached its destination Monday, and so far, so good. Expect new images in late spring. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Violence in New York City continues to frustrate residents in the Big Apple. Retired police officer, currently serving as the 110th mayor of New York City, Democrat Eric Adams, in a press conference Monday, explains his plans to combat the unacceptable behavior of some.
New York is filled as if a sea of violence is engulfing our city. But as your mayor, I promise you, I will not let this happen. We will not surrender our city to the violent few. We're going to go back, and we won't go back to the bad old days. We must stop the flow of illegal guns in our city. The iron pipeline must be broken. The NYPD is our first line of defense against gun violence. We will make new efforts to strengthen and reinforce it while continuing our mission to involve the community. We will start by putting more officers on patrol in key neighborhoods throughout the city. We will enhance existing public safety units with new neighborhood safety teams, which will focus on gun violence. We will launch these additional teams in the next 3 weeks with deep focus on 30 precincts where 80% of violence occurs. These officers will be identifiable as NYPD. They will have body cameras and they will have enhanced training and oversight.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.